Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Jason Runnels singing It Won't Be Long, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Detours of Perspective, from Romans chapter 8, verses 27 to 30.
This world is in, everything's going wrong. But I won't be discouraged, and I will not fear. 'Cause there's a voice inside of my heart, and this is what I hear. It won't be long till we'll see Jesus. It won't be long and He'll be here. When I get up and start each day, I turn it over to Him. Oh, you know I want to serve the Lord, do everything that I can. There's a world of people everywhere I go, the lost and lonely, bound and afraid, and all they need to know is it won't be long if we'll see Jesus. It won't be long and He'll be here. Yeah. I'm gonna follow Him all the way. I'm gonna watch for Him night and day. With all that's going on, it won't be long. Jesus said before summer comes and leaves start turning green, and He said before He returns we see lots of things. Keep your eye over heaven, don't you be surprised when the trumpet sounds and we leave the ground to meet Him in the sky. Oh, it won't be long and we'll see Jesus. It won't be long and He'll be here. Yeah. I'm gonna follow Him all the way. I'm gonna watch for Him night and day. All that's going on, it won't
belong. And we'll see Jesus. Basically, this coat had caused him a lot of problems, but it was a part of the destiny of God. He would not have been sold to the Ishmaelites. He would not have had to deal with and be sold to Potiphar. And then he would not have to have dealt with Mrs. Potiphar, who became a real thorn in his flesh. He would not have to be put in prison unjustly. He would not meet the baker and the cupbearer. And then he would not have interpreted the dream of the cupbearer. He would not be in the right place with the right gift at the right time that he would later interpret Pharaoh's dream. I mean, you would think, man, it's a downward spiral for Joseph. No, you're looking at the bell curve wrong. It's actually a curve upward. It's a work of God. All these things were necessary to bring the destiny that God had for him into fruition. So Joseph interprets the dream, looking forward here. He interprets the dream of Pharaoh, and he is placed second in charge of Egypt. Wait a minute. Pit. Not only did he go to the pit, but then he went to the prison. But what was God's destiny? The other P. P-A-L-A-C-E. Palace. Amen. How could this happen? Really, how could this occur? Joseph didn't have a political science degree. He had not gone to the leading schools of learning how to have political influence. He didn't even have a resume. He didn't even have the background for it. Well, I could tell you some things about that in my life. Joseph wasn't even an Egyptian. We would equate this, well, the deck was stacked against him, right? Oh, but if God then be for you, who can be against you? Amen. But when his brothers had to get something to eat, they had to come to Egypt and ask the second in charge, guess who it is? Joseph. And the second in charge was this man that God had brought through the detours of life to the palace where God had designed for him. All because of a coat of many colors. That because of this coat, he experienced detours that wound him up in Egypt that would bring about God's divine purpose for his life. Now, in that process, let me go quickly here. In that process, from getting the coat to the pit, to being sold to the Ishmaelites, to going to Egypt, be sold in slavery, being then bought by Potiphar. They'd have an encounter with Potiphar's wife, and it was not an encounter from the standpoint he had done something. She falsely accused him. And then winding up in prison, it was all a part of God's situation. It was all a part of God's detour. And in all of those things that happened, you read the story in the book of Genesis. He kept a right perspective. He kept a right focus. God can take an evil. Listen to me. God can take a mess, and you might be in a mess right now. God can take a trial. You might be in one right now. God can take a circumstance, and you might be one in right now. God can take a situation, and you might be in the middle of one right now. And He can still bring a destiny out of that. The first thing you must do is don't give up on God. Amen. We talk all kinds of crazy, idiotic stuff when we're going through all this mess that we go through in life. We start questioning God and calling on Him and saying, why aren't you doing something? When are you going to do something? Where are you at? When you know. We get through in that capacity. Folks, that's not the place. The tendency is when you are down, you've got to give God an opportunity. Not give up on God, but give God the opportunity to work in your life. Actually, the worse is the harder from the standpoint you should be running to God with more intensity instead of running from God with more intensity. You need to be seeking the Lord. And it's easy praising Him in the sunshine. But let me tell you, when it's storming in your life, folks, let me tell you what, you still can give God the praise that's due His holy name. Amen. Run to God in the dark places of life. Did you hear that? Run to God in those dark places of your life. Even in those detours, say, Lord, I don't understand what you're doing or how you're doing or when you're going to do what you're going to do. But my faith, remember I told you in the beginning, faith is what's going to bring the best of God into your life. And if you abandon your faith, you've abandoned God's way. If you abandon faith today, you've abandoned what God's desires are for you. So Joseph went through 22 years of saga in his life of inconvenience. We get upset if we have to go through 2 hours. Jesus went through 33 years in His earthly life to bring about God's divine plan, destiny. And that's what we call salvation today. If you've never experienced Him in salvation, you need to. It's imperative. It's a necessity. Because you're not going to make heaven without it. Amen. Just because you have to go through doesn't mean you won't get through. Amen. So to go after your destiny, you've got to go before God. And you know what you've got to do? You've got to give it all to God. Release it all. You've got to let go of the controls of your life today. And you know, God is working on your behalf because every time it looks like failure, you know what God does? He brings a victory. Amen. There might be evil, but God brings good. God brings good. We live in an evil world. God brings good. Times are bad. God brings good. Amen. So keep the right perspective through the detours to your destiny today. And folks, let me tell you what. God's got a destiny for you today. Keep your perspective right with God. Stay in the faith walk. And don't give up. Trust God. And He'll get you through. Every time. And the church said, amen. Father, right now, I don't know what the needs are that may be in the hearts and the lives of your people. But I know there's a God in this room right now that can do mighty things. Are you saved today? Carlton, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it to heaven. I don't know if I'm saved. I'm not sure, Let me just remind you. The Word of God says your life is as a vapor that appears for a little while and vanishes away. You don't know your death date. None of us do. But there's people dying every snap of my finger. Are you ready? Are you ready if death came to your door today? In salvation? If not, I pray right now. I want to pray for you. But in order for me to pray for you, I need to know how. I just ask you to do this today. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, would you just slip your hand up and slip it right back down? I won't do nothing to embarrass you, hurt, humiliate you, or anything of that nature. I'll pray for you. Anybody? 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 Now, how about your life and the will of God in your life today? Is everything where it should be with God? And if not, you have an opportunity right now to come and to say, God, take it all. Take it all. And He will work mightily in your life. Father, as we stand to our feet, I pray right now, the mighty Spirit and the living God will move on us in this invitation time. Lord, may You draw to these altars our hearts and our lives. May we come desiring You today. We have hope. We have hope. And that hope is found in You today. Move on us today, Lord. Would You come right now? Come on.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.